Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Mesechtes Menachos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. As a Hagdama to Mesechtes Menachos, I want to remind you what Haman said. What Haman said? When Haman got the news that he has to put Mordechai on the horse, he came to Mordechai. Mordechai was sitting there and he was learning with Yiddish Kindelach the halachis of Kmitza, the halachis of what the Kohen does with the Karban Mincha. Mordechai didn't know yet that Haman was coming to tell him he has to ride on the king's horse. Mordechai thought Haman is coming to kill him. He told everyone, run, run for your lives. And Mordechai stood there. He started to daven. When he finished davening, Haman said to him, what were you teaching the children now? He told them the halachis of Menachos. And Haman said, your little fistful of mincha was more powerful than my 10,000 kikar kesef that I gave to Ahasuerus. Now you're going to ride on the horse and I'm in trouble. So we could just imagine by learning Masechtas Menachos how many bad gzeiros we can thwart off. Because Kala Isaac Betiris Ayla, Kilu Hikravaila, when you learn the halachis of Karbanis, that's like your makra of the Karbanis. A mincha is the carbon ani. It's the ani you can't even afford an animal. And Hashem says to me, this is more precious than anything else. When you try the best that you can. In Masechtas Vachem, we learned that there are four avodas. There's the shechita, then there's the kabbalah, the receiving the blood, the halacha, bringing it to the mizbeach, and the zrika, the spritzing, the throwing of the blood, or sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, each carbon according to what you have to do with that carbon. Now, a carbon mincha is not alive. A carbon mincha comes from flour, sometimes from barley. So there's no shechita. You can't shecht flour, obviously. Instead of shechita, there's kemitza. That's where the kohen removes a small portion of flour in a special way with his fingers. It's not easy. And that's burnt on the mizbeach. The rest is eaten by the kohanim. That's true for most carbon minchas. After the kmitza, the kohen actually first puts it into a kli shareis. Halacha, it's brought to the mizbeach, and then they're makter it on the mizbeach. Perhaps you remember from the beginning of Masechtas Vachem, just as it's important that the kohen physically does everything right with karbanos, it's equally as important that he has the right machshava. With the wrong machshava, you can passel the carbon, and there can even be a chi of karas. Remember how Masechtas Vachem actually started? We said, Kol Hazvachim, all karbanis that were shechted, not for the sake of that carbon, are kosher, with the exception of, do you remember? A chatas and a carbon pesach. Well, Masechtas Menachos pretty much starts the same way. The Mishnah begins by telling us, Kol HaMenachos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Shenikmetzu, where the kmitza was done. Again, the kmitza means where the kain with his fingers. Well, later on, we'll learn exactly how, Be'ez Hashem. Where he did the kmitza, but he did it shaloy lishman, not for the right mincha. L'maisa ksheirais, the mincha is kosher. Ella, only, shaloy ala l'balam, Hashem chayva. But the balam weren't yotze, their obligation. They're going to have to bring another one. Now, what does this mean? He didn't do it for the right mincha. We're just going to give general klalim now. We're not going to get into the specifics, but there are five types of minchas. There's minchas soiles. I don't want to get into all the details now, but basically a small amount of oil is poured into an empty kli shareis. Then you add flour, you pour more oil, you mix it, and you pour oil a third time. Then the levoina is added to it. That's minchas soiles. Then there's minchas machvas and minchas marcheshes, where the mincha is fried. Machvas is more of a flat pan, marcheshes is a deeper pan. Then there's minchas mafei taner, which is an oven-baked mincha. And there are two types. Either it's baked into like challahs, loaves, or rikikin, more like wafers. Now this kohen meets a yid. Yid says, okay, I was menadev a minchas marcheshes. And the kohen did the kmitza thinking it was l'shem machvas. So our Mishnah told us, again, kol ha-menachos shenikmetzu shaloy l'shman, for the wrong type of mincha, ksheirais. He continues to be makdir the kaimetz and eat the rest of the mincha. It's a kashra carbon. Ela shalei olu lebailam ashem chayva. But the bailam aren't yet to their obligation. He still has to bring another mincha l'shem marcheshes. Are all minchas kasher? Even if the kmitza was done for the wrong mincha? No. Chutz, the exception would be mimenchas chayta uminchas kinnois. So just like at the beginning of Masechtas Zevachim, the exception was the carbon chatas. Over there, the carbon is not just that you have to bring another one, but it's pasul. If it wasn't done l'shem chatas, the same is true for the equivalent of a chatas in the form of a mincha. And there are two such examples. One is minchas chaytai, the other is minchas kanais. If someone enters the Beis HaMikdash when he was tummy, or ate kaddishim when he was tummy, or in regard to certain types of shavuos, where he swears falsely, there's a carbon oyle v'yayred, and that means, though he has to bring an animal chatas, but if he can't afford it, he can bring a mincha chatas, and that's called a minchas chaytai. The other is minchas kanois, this is the mincha v'saita, and these karbanas, if they weren't done l'shem, the proper carbon, they are pasul karbanas. You can't put it on the mizbeach. The Mishnah explains, and there's different combinations. Minchas chayte in regard to the minchas chayte, or minchas kenois, which is again the mincha of the saita. Shekimatzen shalay lishma. Let's say the kmitza was made shalay lishma, not for the sake of this carbon, but for the sake of a different type of a mincha. For whatever reason, the kayin doing this minchas chayte or minchas kenois was thinking it's a minchas nedava, or Nasam bikli, he placed the kaimitz in a kli sharis, v'hilech, or brought it to the mizbeach, v'hiktir, or he was makter it on the mizbeach, he burnt it on the mizbeach, not for its own sake, shaloi lishman, for the sake of a different mincha, or another possibility would be lishman or shaloi lishman. He did one of these avodas, thinking this is a minchas chayte, which it was, or a minchas kenais, and also it should be stam mincha. He's thinking both. Let's say he did the kmitza on a minchas chayte. And what's he saying to himself? I'm doing this. Shame both of a minchas chayte and a minchas nedava. Or the other way around. Shalai l'shman l'shman. The shame of a minchas nedava and a minchas chayte. It doesn't make a difference in which order. Psulais. The mincha is a pasul mincha. You can't put it on the mizbeach. Because one of the four avoides, again, the four avoides are the kmitza, putting it into the klisharis, bringing it to the mizbeach, and the burning on the mizbeach, one of them was done either completely or a little bit for the sake of a different mincha. And the Mishnah gives us examples. Ketza l'shman and shaloi l'shman. What's an example of this? Of l'shman and shaloi l'shman? Let's say he did the avoide l'shem minchas chaytei or l'shem minchas nedava. Yeah, I'm doing it for a mechaz chayte, yeah. And also for a mechaz nedav. Why'd you throw that in for? Or he starts out bad, saying it's a mechaz nedav when it's not. L'shem minchaz nedav. And then he goes, oh, l'shem mechaz chayte. Then he kind of corrects it. It doesn't make a difference. The carbon is pasul. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned, in regard to all the menachis, the four main avodas, which is the kmitza, the scooping up of the small amount of flour, with his fingers, putting it into the keli, into the klisharis, halacha, bringing it to the mizbeach, and the haktara, if he did it shaloi l'shman, he mixed up which type of mincha it is. Let's say the person donated a minchas marcheshes, which is the deeper pot or pan, and the kohen did it l'shem minchas machavas. So the carbon is kosher. We continue to process the carbon. But the bialim, we're going to have to bring another one. When you promise the Michas Marcheshes, this is not going to pass. You have to bring another Michas Marcheshes. The only time we say it's pasul is if it's a Minchas Chayte or a Minchas Kenais, and it doesn't make a difference which one of the four avodas. It doesn't make a difference if he decides both Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, and it doesn't make a difference in which order. See, the Batanur explains, maybe if he says, oh, for the sake of a Minchas Chayte, and also for the sake of a Minchas Adavim, maybe then it's pasul. Because we say Tafis Lashon Achrin. Like he corrected himself. So the main thing is what he said afterwards. But I would have thought, if he starts out, it's for a Michas Nedava. No, it's for a Michas Chayta. Maybe that is a good correction and it's good. So we say, no, it doesn't make a difference in regard to any one of the four Avoides. When it comes to a Michas Chayta or a Michas Kenais, again, Michas Chayta are those things where there's an Aveira that a person brings this Mincha for. That's like his Chatas. Michas Kenois is for the Saita. Over here, if it's not 100% all four avoides, only Lishma, not only are the Bailam not Yaitza, but the carbon is a pasul, a carbon.